The ad calls Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker a flip-flopper for changing his position on seeking federal stimulus money. Walker has been sharply critical of the stimulus package. He made a point earlier this year of not asking for any stimulus funds, even penning an editorial against the stimulus package in the Wall Street Journal. But Walker later released a list of $130 million worth of projects his office was applying for. Walker cut short a run for governor in 2006 and has been positioning himself to run in 2010 ever since. University of Wisconsin-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says this ad amounts to a preemptive strategy by Democrats.
It's not starting off a serious campaign against him, but it's sending a message that we will be coming after you, and it's also not letting him build up a positive image without any kind of critical comment from the Democrats.
The Democratic Party says the ad will debut this Sunday on a Milwaukee station. The party won't say whether that's the only time it's scheduled to air, only that they're raising money to expand it to other markets. Franklin says even if the ad only airs once, it serves its purpose.
The classic reason is to get us in the media and the news to talk about it.
County Executive Walker did not return calls seeking comment. Walker's office has said the stimulus projects he is asking for fit criteria that will protect taxpayers, because they require no matching funds for Milwaukee County residents, and they have no long-term commitments or expenses attached. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.